It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. And thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down in New York City. And thank you to you for listening, because if you weren't listening, we wouldn't be here. So we appreciate you. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Let me say it again. There's going to be a test in a second, all right? The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Now, listen carefully. This is important, too. You can listen to every minute. A matter of fact, I love the Jay-Z, but we got to stop Jay-Z for a minute. You can listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. I'm going to say it again, because one of our dedicated listeners, Alan from Toronto, he's like, hey, I only can listen to this because in Toronto. No, there's no excuse. You can listen to the show on the free Odyssey app every minute, every second. You can hit rewind. It's not that tough. You can also listen on your local affiliate, wherever the hell you live. Find it. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Maybe you can talk to your phone or your house keys or whatever. I don't know. Maybe you're Inspector Gadget. I have no idea. However you listen to the show, I appreciate you. Hickey, all of that was accurate, right?
100%. No lie detected.
We don't lie here. We're not LeBron to Bronny. We do not lie. We don't do that. Anyway, it's been a busy day. We've had a busy show. All right? Kawhi Leonard, no longer a part of Team USA basketball. I think we all can assume why, because his knees suck. Deion Sanders spoke today. Media day, Big 12. Deion Sanders, no longer in the Pac-12 with the Buffaloes. Now he's in the Big 12. Nobody's in the Pac-12, except for the two remaining teams. Sorry about that. We talked about Rory McIlroy being a choke artist. He said this week, I'm not going to choke, not this week, no siree. You know, it's been 10 years since I won a damn thing, but at least a major. He said, not this year. We talked about Hard Knocks on HBO. What a great show. Talks about liars. You get a chance to see how NFL general managers and coaches lie to everybody. Good stuff. Ari Temkin joined us from SiriusXM. Big 12 radio to talk about everything going on in Big 12, everything from Mike Gundy to Utah to Deion Sanders. Yeah. And then, of course, it's Wednesday, so I gave you a top six list inspired by Kawhi Leonard. I gave you a top six list of NBA players who never play ever. If you missed it, you want to hear the audio, you want to hear the players, guess what you should do? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's easy, but I'll give you a recap. At number six, it was Kawhi Leonard, who inspired the list. At number five, it was Anthony Davis, street clothes. At number four, Zion, eat the table, Williamson. At number three, Joel Embiid, yeah, an MVP, if and when he plays. At number two for the price of one, Lonzo Ball and LaMelo Ball. Lonzo needed a donor meniscus. What? Damn. We don't know if and how he's going to come back. And LaMelo crossed himself into a broken ankle. And the number one, the guy who never, ever, ever plays, ever, 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 is Ben Simmons. How could it be anybody else? You know what? Let's hear from the guy who inspired the list. Kawhi Leonard. Because Kawhi Leonard just yesterday told the media how good he feels, how he's trying to keep things in neutral. And in less than 24 hours, Team USA Basketball this morning said it's in everybody's best interest for the Clippers and Kawhi for him to go home. This is what Kawhi said yesterday. By the time he finished saying that, his knee was no longer in a neutral state. And then by the time everybody got up this morning, they said go home. Derek White is replacing him. Good for him. Team USA Basketball needs a guy who will dive into the floor and break his face. Think Devin Booker's going to break his face? He ain't diving? Hell no. Think Anthony Edwards going to break his face for America? No. Derek White, a real American hero. This man will break his face. He broke his face, and they had already won the championship, basically. What's he going to do for America? Hickey, what is Derek White going to do for our country?
Ooh, maybe definitely run into the stands for like a loose ball for sure.
Okay, yeah.
He's not afraid of getting dunked on. So if, you know, Wemby tries to, you know, throw one down on him for a poster, he's going to go up and try to block it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll even clean the wet spots off the floor. Why not?
Oh no. Why we gotta downgrade our American guy?
No, not down. Helping his teammates. Making sure he's on the bench, you know, that they're not slipping. That Embiid, if he's out there, God forbid, doesn't hit a wet spot and, you know, be out. No. Speaking of not playing, you know, be out next year.
If I'm Rudy Gobert, I'm looking at Derek White mop the floor. I'm saying, look at these stupid Americans. They got Derek White out here mopping the floor. These silly Americans. Anyway, and speaking of Americans, Team USA is actually going to play Canada in a friendly in like another 90 minutes. Oh, my God. I guess they're having this game out in Vegas. Canada is stacked, too. That is a stacked team. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. They got RJ Barrett. They got like 11 NBA players on that team. Like everybody good that you didn't realize is not from America plays for Canada. Just about. They got evil Dylan Brooks. I can't wait for him to elbow somebody today. It's going to be fun. The odds to win the gold, the U.S. has the best odds, followed by Canada and then France. So tonight's game might not be as friendly as you think it should be. Now, having said that, I know LeBron James is getting ready to warm up, to play, and look at stupid Dylan Brooks in the face as he tries to be a jerk. I know LeBron James just finished watching Summer League basketball as well, which means that LeBron finished watching his son, Bronny James. He had an improved game for the Lakers. He did. If you care about a Summer League score, the Miami Heat beat the Lakers 80-76. Now listen to this stat line, okay? Prepare yourselves. Hickey, there's more to it, by the way. Bronny James, 3 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. He also had 2 steals and 3 blocks. Like, that's good. That's better than what he did on Saturday. Right? A 6'1" guy with 3 blocks? Sign me up. And 2 steals? Sign me up. Dalton Connect, if you should be so interested. Dalton Connect had 20 points. Here's your difference between a first-round pick and a guy that was taken at 55 overall. Nothing wrong. Good for Hickey. You got to give him some credit. A little bit of progress is good. A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. I guess maybe, you know, I got locked in on only the scoring, which maybe is unfair to his skill set. But still, again, look at, you know, if you look at the entire product of what he is, what he should be, where he is, why he's there.
Uh-huh.
Long way to go.
Maybe Bronny James can be Patrick Beverley without talking crap.
Okay, listen, carve a role out for yourself. If that's what you got to do to, you know, play 8 years in the league, so be it. Just don't disrespect the female reporters and make people subscribe to your bad podcast.
I think Bronny James has better manners. I think he'd be okay. Not like, did Patrick Beverley get with a team yet?
Good question. I don't know. I have to check that out.
I hope not. Okay.
Maybe a team in China.
Oh, Guangzhou Tigers, right?
The Shanghai Sharks.
Shanghai.
Jimmer Fredette was like a legend there.
Patrick Beverly needs to go talk to Jimmer Fredette and Stephon Marbury, man. What is that? What's that meme? Isn't there a meme where you say, hey, you need to go learn Chinese?
Adam Silver, get ready to learn Chinese, buddy.
Did Adam Silver really say, what context did he say that?
I don't think he ever did, but that is the best meme ever. Get ready to learn Chinese, buddy.
You know, with modern technology, we can take Adam Silver's voice and make him say that.
It's scary.
Yeah, we could say, hey, get ready to learn Chinese, buddy. We should. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The sad thing is, when it comes to Patrick Beverly, this guy, he played all over the world trying to make the NBA. And then he got to the NBA, became a solid contributor, and became a jerk. So I guess how you start is how you finish. Send him to China. 855-212-4227. John is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
JR, how are you, buddy?
It depends on what you're going to say next. What's up?
Well, I was one of the very first people to call when your show first got to Sacramento, and I appreciated it then, and I appreciate it now. I want to talk a little bit about what you've been talking about a little all day, and some of it has been Kawhi Leonard, man, and him not wanting to I'm not sure if it's that he doesn't want to play or if it's an injury. Hey, man, he might not want to play with LeBron. He might not want to have LeBron coach him. Something like that. What do you think about that, man?
I think that's pretty silly, John. First of all, thank you for listening.
Come on.
But listen, this is not the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron is not coaching this team. It's Steve Kerr and his old coach from Miami and Eric Spoelstra. This is not the Los Angeles Lakers. And so Kawhi doesn't want to. These are a bunch of grown men playing for Team USA basketball. If there's going to be a place where LeBron James only has influence on the court and in the locker room for the next month, it's going to be here. But LeBron, you think LeBron James is running Steve Kerr and Eric Spoelstra, like telling them? No, man, come on. Why the hell would he sign up for it? Stop it. I love Sacramento, but come on. What's going on in Sacramento, people? Hickey, is there something in the air right now? What's going on out there?
You got the beam, I guess, during the season.
Stuff is coming out the beam affecting people's brains?
People did go buck wild last year when the beam was first introduced, so it was a phenomena.
Let me tell you something. I could see DeMar DeRozan, I could see him rolling his eyes. Hey, DeMar, come over. You just hit the game-winning shot. Come light the beam. I could see him going, y'all got to be bleeping me right now. Right? Like, he is so stoic, chill, and relaxed. He's like, man, what's the mat? Don't they got a mascot out there in Sacramento?
I don't know. I got to look that one up.
Is he a cow or a bull or something? Am I making that up?
The Kings. Now I feel like I'm trying to picture him.
He's a lion. He's a lion. No.
Oh, the lion, right?
He's a lion.
Yeah.
He looks like he's been doing some things, but he's a lion. I've seen him run around.
What kind of things do you think he's been doing?
He looks kind of sleepy.
Slamson the lion.
His name is Slamson?
Slamson.
Is that like Samson? Is that like why he has long hair?
I guess so. That or the mane.
So if you cut the mane and the hair, then the Kings have no power, just him.
I didn't even put that connection together.
Slamson the lion.
That's good.
Oh, my God. It was enough when the people just rang the cowbell. Okay, that was enough. We didn't need Slamson the lion. But whatever. Lions and beams and DeMar DeRozan rolling his eyes going, man, I should have just went to Los Angeles. Like, what am I doing up here? Anyway, speaking of Los Angeles, good again to Bronny James. Progress, that's the only thing that matters is progress. We'd love to see it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. And speaking of progress, hey, we had some great WNBA action. The stars. These are the three biggest stars in the WNBA right now. Asia Wilson, big day. Angel Reese, big day. And Caitlin Clark, big day, but she didn't get the results that she wanted. I'll tell you about that. Of course, I'm going to fill you in on a few things that took place this day in sports history as we roll out at the end of the show. But right now, it's time for us to go to a break. We'll talk about the ladies on the other side. You're locked in. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, it start me up and I never stop. Oh, yeah, I love this. Man, I remember when, I remember they used to try to sell this to you on a cassette at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Hickey, remember when they used to do that? Do you remember?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
They used to sell the music. I guess it wasn't that long ago at the time. It'd be like, hey, you get all the hits, including this and this and this and this and this from the 60s, 70s, and even now the 80s. And the early night, they stopped. I don't know. I guess when Napster destroyed the record business. Anyway, 855. It's funny. You just said no. Thanks.
Sorry okay. to date you.
Man, you're not dating me. I'm forever young. You know that one, right? Yeah.
I do. Well, I know the probably. I think it's a remake, right? The more recent version.
Everything is a remake. There's no originality, none. Why the hell? We had a LeBron James for 20 years. Why we got another LeBron for? Not even that good. we got LeBron James from the Tiffany store. And now we got LeBron James from Dollar General. It's a little different. Now I'm being a jerk. Now I'm getting emails. Now I already know that. Like, how disrespectful the father and son for you to say. Relax. 855-212-4227. I think Bronny will be an okay NBA player, in all seriousness. I can make Dollar General jokes. Leave me alone. And shout out to everybody working at Dollar General. I know there's somebody out there at Dollar General right now. Maybe you're driving a Dollar General truck. Maybe it's Dollar Tree. I can't remember any of the other. Five Below. I don't know. Five Below pushed them prices up. Anyway, Greg is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
I just walked out of a Dollar General.
I bet you did. Never mind, but go ahead.
So I have thank you for taking the call. I have an observation, and then I have a question. And my observation is on Bronny.
Okay.
I hope Bronny does well. I hope he does, because it's what a fishbowl that he's in. And I think if he can be a defensive asset, he can get minutes. But my observation is a 6'1 guard in the NBA is like a dog that chases cars. I mean, it's don't last long. I mean, am I wrong about that? I just think he's undersized tremendously.
He going to get hit by a Cadillac or like a Chevy? I mean,
yeah.
That is. Well, yes. Well.
And my question is, and then I can hang up and listen. I've been, you know, down here in this neck of the woods, we watched Kinect play all last year. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of guys his size with his shot and his game. And then when they get to the NBA, they just have a hard time getting shots off. And with the athletes he's going to see and the level of defensive play he's going to see, do you think he can get that shot off and play with the Lakers? And I'll hang up and listen here. And again, thank you very much for taking my call.
Absolutely. And thank you, my next door neighbor, Greg, for calling from Alabama. First, adults at Kinect, I think he'll be fine. All right. He's 6'6". He's not a small dude. He shoots the ball. He shoots it at a high clip. I think he'll be fine. Now, if you want to ask me about what he can do defensively, then come have a conversation. But I think in a modern NBA, outside of the playoffs, teams will be willing to sacrifice, you know, defense if you can go out there and put the ball in the basket. So I'm not worried about Dalton Connect. And now this is about Bronny James. And ironically, I guess people know you talk about sports. They want to ask you about sports all day. I had this conversation with someone on my way to the office who asked me about Bronny James. And I said, yeah, it's tough to be 6'1" and have to develop in the NBA. And that's what he's going to have to do. G League, NBA, whatever the case might be. He's at the professional level. He has to develop. He's 6'1". Fine. Yes. Is he very athletic? Sure. Yes, he is. He can jump out the gym. He could dunk. He could fly. He could do all of this. Sure. Here's the thing. When I have to think about smaller, small-ish guys in the league, a lot of them in history, if I got to think about the past 30 years, small-ish 6'1", 6' guys, they don't typically have to develop at the league level. They come into the game and they're already able to do something. Like they're badasses already. I'm talking about guys. And yeah, every now and then, oh my God, where'd this guy come from? Oh my God, oh, Isaiah Thomas. No, not the Pistons' Isaiah Thomas, but the one from the Suns and bust his ass up with the Boston Celtics. That man's a killer. He came in. My man Muggsy Bowles out of Baltimore. Muggsy Bowles, he ain't need no developing. He came in. Allen Iverson is a small dude. We knew everything about Allen, one of the best athletes out of Virginia. Put him on a basketball court. Put him on a football field. He ain't need to develop. He came into the league coming out of the town, and he got busy. There was no development there. Now, last break, last hour, I made a joke about Patrick Beverly. Hickey and I did say, hey, man, you better learn Chinese, buddy. That man had it hard knock, right? Patrick Beverly was here, was on NBA teams, did summer league, never played, had to go earn his keep in Europe. This man had to play everywhere. Pick a country, pick a state. Patrick Beverly, I don't know, maybe he was in Russia in a time. It wouldn't shock me. He played everywhere until he came back to the league and finally got a chance, and then he stuck around. It's few and far in between. Maybe Bronny James can have that same effect. Maybe he won't have to, God bless him, go to China or Russia or Puerto Rico to develop because his dad is LeBron, and good for him. And so I'm not going to close the book on Bronny James because of his size. It's just that it's hard to develop. Is he going to be a Patrick Beverly-esque type player? That might be the max. Do I think Bronny James is going to be some high-volume scorer off the bench? I don't think so. I don't think anybody looks at him and says, oh, man, this dude's going to be starting in the league. I'd be surprised if that were the case. As a matter of fact, I would be pleasantly surprised if that were the case. Just to give you a reminder, if you didn't hear me earlier, Bronny James played his second summer league game, and tonight he finished with 3 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. He played, I think, 29 minutes. Okay, not too bad. Is he, you know, Dalton Connect, who had 20 points tonight? No, he's not, but Dalton Connect went 17th overall in the draft for a reason. Because they know this man gets the buckets. Everybody got to look. Know your The Rock said it. Know your role and shut your mouth. Just go do what you're good at. Bronny James ain't no scorer. He better figure other things out. If you can knock down an open shot, good. Speaking of a scorer, these are people that are good at their job already. Hickey, that sounded bad, but I'm not telling no lies. I'm just being honest. Caitlin Clark had a great day. Angel Reese had a great day. Asia Wilson had a great day. Hickey, is there any other woman in the WNBA that I should highlight? No, right? None?
No, I think you've got it so far.
That's these are the three most popular players that people just like really rock with right now. Let's get Caitlin Clark out the way. Unfortunately for her, in a losing effort, Indiana lost to Washington 89-84. Listen to this. Listen to these numbers. I'm going to preface this by letting you know. This stat line I'm about to share with you, There's never been an NBA player to have this stat line. There's never been a WNBA player to have this stat line. Caitlin Clark today, in a loss, 29 points, 13 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 steals, 3 blocks. Now, I know this sounds crazy, and who the hell is looking these stats and numbers up? I have no idea, but I saw it officially. It's nuts. Nobody ever had – Shaq never did that? Hakeem Olajuwon never – Caitlin Clark's the first who did that. And by the way, today, she had 5 threes. Angel Reese had an amazing day. Chicago beat Atlanta 78-69. She extended her double-double streak. She finished with 11 points, 13 rebounds. She got like her last 2 points on happy bounces at the free throw line. They basically, they gave her, well, they didn't give her the points, but they were making sure at the end of the game they got extra possession. She's like, give me the ball, give me the ball, so she can try to score. Whatever. 14 straight double-doubles, that's a record in the WNBA. And in Asia Wilson, not to be outdone, the Aces beat the Seattle Storm. Asia Wilson, what a crazy game this is. She continues to light it up. A 2020 game. 24 points, 20 rebounds. That's your MVP right there, Asia Wilson. WNBA is jumping. I think I just, Hickey, I think I named the league MVP and the co-rookie of the year in the same conversation.
Not a bad Wednesday in the WNBA.
Not a bad one. You know what I appreciate as well? All of these games were in the afternoon. Like today is Kids Day or something. So it has to be exciting. It's one, you know, adults are jerks. Hickey, you work with adults. I'm an adult. I'm a jerk. You know, it sucks working with adults. But when you have kids and you actually have youthful exuberance, could you imagine being a professional athlete and the kids are old enough to actually appreciate who you are? You're like a superhero, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's very cool. I'm sure, I hope, you know, going forward, the schedule has more days like this because it's a good idea. And like you said, get the kids in there and have them see their idols right in front of their face.
Yeah, it's a good thing. You know what? This is so bad. This is bad. You know, you're ready for this one, right? Speaking of kids. Okay, the other G League game, what is this called? Summer League game on in front of me. It's Philadelphia and Utah. And as I talked about kids and youthful exuberance, they showed me Kyle Filipowski. That's the guy, he got taken by the lady when he was a kid, right?
His babysitter.
Allegedly.
Right, all alleged. And he allegedly dropped in the draft, allegedly, of course.
Because he dropped his parents for her.
Right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Uh-huh. And she was, what, 20-something, and he was in high school, right?
Yes. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, people, you better watch who watches your kids, okay? And it don't matter who it is. I mean, I know he's in the NBA. Man, could you imagine if Kevin Garnett was still playing, what he would whisper in this guy's ear?
Yeah, oh, he would have some good ones.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if Rasheed Wallace was still playing what he'd be telling this guy? The NBA players today are too nice. Who's talking trash to him today?
Draymond might.
You're right. Draymond would. Where's your girlfriend? Where's mommy? Where's your wife, your girlfriend, your mother? Where's she at?
If Patrick Beverly ever comes back from China, he might say something too.
Hey, son, where are your parents? You know what, man? There's some things that you just can't. You just can't make things up. You just can't. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up, tie everything up in a bow. And then I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Today, it's July 10th. We're going to go back in time. Why not? I don't got no DeLorean, but I could do it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, thank you so much. I'm just trying to have fun. That's it. I'm trying to have fun and be illustrative and tell stories. And I'm not sitting around and just screaming about stuff. A lot of people do that. I ain't got time for that. I'm just trying to have a good time. You should see me when I'm not here, how much fun I'm having. You should. Anyway, we've had a fun show. And some things are good, some things are bad. That's life, right? Kawhi Leonard out of Team USA Basketball. Team USA Basketball is going to play Canada in about an hour less. Derek White is his replacement. Derek White having the year of his life, right? Gets a contract extension, wins a championship, breaks his face while winning the championship, and now he's going to be playing for Team USA. Good stuff. Greg Berhalter, all my folks who are sick of the U.S. men's national team sucking, he gone. After losing 5 out of your last 9 matches, and people were ready to give him the boot, and they did. I wonder who's going to coach them as they get ready for the Olympics in Paris as well for all my footy fans. We talked about Big 12 football. Deion Sanders spoke at media today. He spoke at media day. Deion Sanders is always worth a quote. We had a guest on who was there. Ari Temkin came through and chatted it up with us. He covers the Big 12 for SiriusXM. Talked about Hard Knocks on HBO. Saquon Barkley, pretty cringy conversation with the Giants general manager, Joe Shane. And, you know, maybe we'll get into Justin Jefferson tomorrow. I mean, earlier today, he was just like, yeah, I'm not mad at Kirk Cousins for leaving, whatever. And if I were Justin Jefferson and I got a $140 million contract, I wouldn't care what Kirk Cousins did either, okay? None of my business. We talked about Angel Reese, another double-double. We talked about Caitlin Clark filling up the stat sheet, amazing game. We talked about a 2020 game from Asia Wilson. And then, of course, I gave you a top six list of NBA players who never play. Thank you, Kawhi Leonard, for the inspiration. If you missed the list, hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app. Ben Simmons was number one on that list. Yeah, tell me a star. Oh, let me not even call this guy a star. Tell me somebody who's more notable for not playing than Ben Simmons. He's a fashion staple. He's a bench warmer, for real. He's an eyesore on the bench. He's an Instagram model for playing basketball. But he doesn't play NBA basketball. Anyway, out of all the amazing things that have happened today, let me tell you something. This, and then we talked about Bronny James, who had 3 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. He had 3 blocks. I think he had 3 steals. I think he did as well. It's a solid game for Bronny. Good for him. You know what? But it's time to do something different now. It's time to look back in the past, because today is July 10th. And I want to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Some of these things, well, damn it, you're going to have to hear to believe. Let's hear them.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, and it is time to go back in history, because on this day, July 10th in 1951, oh yeah, oh, we went a digging for this one. You're getting an education. 1951, Sugar Ray Robinson lost his middleweight title to Randy Turpin. You are not in a time warp. Sugar Ray Robinson, this was only his second loss in 135 fights. That man was whooping ass, except for this day in 1951. Prepare yourselves. This is what life sounded like in 51.
Randolph Turpin with the white trunks, white stripe on his trunks, who's never fought over 8 rounds in his life, only 23 years old, in against the great Ray Robinson, who lost only 1 bout out of 133. And here they are coming down to the wire now in Earl's Court in London, with the middleweight championship of the world at stake. Ray still pounding away right down to the final second. His face bleeding, his head groggy, outmaneuvered, outscored, and there he is still rapping away at the body. And the clinches, and it's over. There they are, they put their arms around each other. Sugar Ray Robinson being escorted to his corner by Randolph Turpin. That certainly was one of the greatest fights of modern times, and it's certainly, there's a new champion. It's certainly one of the best I've ever seen as a sports writer. Both boxers deserve praise. Both were great fighters and great sportsmen. There's a deliriously happy crowd there in London, swarming around Randolph Turpin's corner.
Yeah, there was so much sophistication, so much elegance. You couldn't get excited like I am. Well, I could think about a lot of things they wouldn't allow me to do in 1951, but calling sports is one of them. But anyway, if you want excitement, let's go back to July 10th in 1999, because this was excitement. Remember this?
The USA could win.
Yeah, there you go. The U.S. women's national team. They beat China on penalty kicks 5-4. This was in the Women's World Cup. Remember when Brandi Chastain hit the goal and then she took off her clothes? Listen.
The USA could win the World Cup on this next kick. Chastain will take it. She missed a penalty kick against China in the Algarve Cup and they lost that game. Go!
Is it? Come on. People remember her. Everybody remembers her. Just she hit the kick, she slides, and then she rips her shirt off, her fists it in the air. It's one of the most iconic images, I would say, in sports history. That's not an exaggeration. That was 1999. Yeah, you're old. In 2010, on July 10th, Spain, they beat the Netherlands. They won the World Cup. The final score there was 1-2. Let's say this from ABC. Listen to that.
Oh, it drops for Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score! They take advantage of the extra man, and they believe they're going to win the World Cup for the very first time.
And they did. They did. Notice how from 1951 to 2010, people are more excited. We're just people enjoying our lives, right? July 10th in 2022. Yeah, more recent. No, people don't like this guy. Novak Djokovic. This man won his 7th Wimbledon title over a guy that other people don't like. I guess this is a battle of people that hate. Nick Kyrgios. This guy's always in trouble. Yeah, take a listen to this, courtesy of Stan Sport.
Yeah, Sinematch. Djokovic.
A 7th Wimbledon, a 21st Grand Slam.
6-4, 7-6.
For this superstar player.
And Djokovic is out here trying to win another Grand Slam. Oh, it's about to be number 25. He'll be playing in Wimbledon in a semifinal matchup against Musetti on Friday. All my tennis people out there, I'll be watching. Why not? Those are all things that took place this day in sports history. That's some fun stuff. Hickey, in 1951, no excitement, nothing, right? You got to be sophisticated on the radio.
When I was recording that, it threw me off. I thought it was like almost like fake or like a re-recording. Like, I didn't understand, for a big upset, how you could just have so little excitement, voice inflection, any sort of reaction was bizarre.
Well, you know, in a lot of cases in broadcasting, they tell you, and things are different now, but there was a point in time where everybody had to sound the same. You did not want to be the story. You just tell people what the hell. You're a robot. You're a robot. You tell people what's going on, and then you don't. It's changed over time, obviously. But wow. Where the hell did you find it? You got that off a VHS? Not even a VHS? What the hell's from? Where the hell did you find that at?
YouTube. They work wonders with what they still have out there. That probably was uploaded off of some sort of VHS recording.
Dude, I need you to find Babe Ruth's first interview. Okay.
Call a shot on video?
Yeah, I need you to find that. I need Honus Wagner on interview. Okay, let's see what else I can do. Nah, that's enough there.
Anyway. George Washington crossing the Delaware River?
You got an interview with George? No, forget that. Tell me when Thomas Edison explained electricity. Is that possible?
Sure, yeah, we can find that.
Is there audio of that? No, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. It's okay. Anyway, are you ready for this USA basketball versus Canada?
I don't want to be a bad guy here. I don't care.
No?
I don't care. For an exhibition, I don't care.
I just want to see if they're going to be shenanigans. And you know who would. Just Dylan Brooks, that's it.
It's already chirping.
What is he doing? What did he say? He said they don't play defense, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's ready.
Mm. I mean, he has a whole country. It's not just a star player on a team. He has all of the stars from all of the teams on one team, and they all hate his guts, and he can talk crap to all of them. This is probably a turn on for him. Like, if you're Dylan Brooks, like, playing Team USA is like, I can just talk trash to everybody. I wonder if by the time we're here tomorrow, whether or not there is something to be said about, there's going to be something to be said about this game. A, I hope there are no injuries. I think Kawhi Leonard just staying home is indicative of enough. We already know that Kevin Durant has been out with a sore calf. What happens tonight is, I'm going to pay attention, okay? Am I going to be tuning in intently? I mean, it could be a tight game. It could be a beatdown. We'll see. And Dylan Brooks, actually, if there were no Dylan Brooks, I'd say that this game is a waste of time. It's crazy. Dylan Brooks is such a villain. He's worth, quote unquote, the price of admission. I wish the game wasn't starting so damn late, but hey, what can you say? The game is in Vegas. Anyway, listen, folks, it's been a fun show. Big 12, NFL, NBA, Hard Knocks, Top 6, injuries, the WNBA. I love how WNBA is now a normal part of the show. I love it. Hickey, did I miss anything? Did we miss anything? Did I do anything? No.
No, you hit it all.
There we go. I'll be back tomorrow again, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed the top 6 list, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. That's how you can listen to the show every hour, every minute, every second. Put it on your phone, people. The hell you waiting for? Me? I got to leave now. I got to shut up. It doesn't matter if I want to stay, if I want to go, whether you want me to stay, you want me to go. I'm leaving anyway. I'll be back tomorrow. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't leave. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. And thank you for listening. Bart Winkler is coming up next. And thank you to Ryan Hickey. Y'all be smooth out there. Peace.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means. Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.